Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
It is Wednesday the 24th of February. Welcome to the podcast, Mato and Margo, Big Breakfast, Triple M. You might be listening to this on the Listener app. It's brand new. It's free. It's got all of your audio needs. If you are, thanks for checking it out. It's LISTNR. You can download it now. Coming up on the show, there was something on the front and back page of the paper today. Courier Mail, Kevy v. Corey. Parker blindsided as Walter swings axe. And on the back page, headline, Kevy punts Parker. Talking about Corey Parker, he's not on the coaching staff of the Broncos this year. We have Margo Parker on this show. She's been married to Corey for 12 years. She knows a thing or two about it. Hear that exclusive insight in the podcast coming up. Also, it's a Wednesday, so we did big names in your workplace, an Academy Award winner at a Hungry Jack's. That is coming up. Lots more fun as well. Enjoy the podcast. You can get in touch with the show anytime. Text Marto's burner phone 0484 10 1045.
Marto's thought on sport.
I've got a genuine conundrum here this morning. I get the Courier Mail, our local paper, front page. Kevy versus Corey. Parker blindsided as Walters swings axe. And finally, and then on the back page of the paper, Kevy punts Parker. We're talking about your husband here. He's on the front page. He's on the back page. Former Broncos legend Corey Parker wasn't told by Kevin Walters that he was going to be axed as the assistant coach. And this is real problems for me.
Why?
Well,
problems for you. I've got to sleep next to it at night.
I know. And that makes it easy because you've had four children with him and you live with him and everything else. And you're obviously in his camp. I don't sleep with Corey. I don't sleep with Kevin. Maybe I need to because for the balance of our show, we can't just go, oh, Kevy, you're a mongrel
dog. Can't pick sides, Marto.
Yeah, can't pick sides. Maybe I have to go with Kevin. I love Corey more than I like you.
You don't really have to pick sides, though, because there's no real actual feud.
Rugby league loves a feud, loves an A.
Now, Kevy and Corey are still good friends. Corey was just disappointed that he wasn't notified correctly or notified at all,
Kevy
actually,
had a
really,
bit on.
How that he was not going to be a part of the coaching this
and
year.
And let's not forget, remember when what made Kevy who he is today? When Wayne sacked him as an assistant. So Kevin's actually done the right thing by Corey.
Well, I think that's what Kevy's quoted in there saying. He's saying Corey needs to spend some time away from the club and maybe away from the game and then come back. It worked for me. But Corey thinks he's ready now. He loves coaching.
That's right.
He wants to be involved. He wants to be a part of it. He's still got his role at Fox, which he loves.
He's got grey hair. He's
passionate.
Made for coaching.
He loves the Broncos and he just wants to be in there and see them doing well. That's all.
That's good. Well, I'm still going to have to let him go.
Marto, I'll do you a favour. Instead of having to pick sides, choose me? Because you have to work with me every day. We may not sleep together.
If you have to pick one Parker.
If I had to pick a Parker.
Yeah.
There he is on the back page of the Courier Mail. But I can't go past Kevin. That was my dad's name. Kevin. I love both of them.
Torn.
You, I can.
Torn.
You can leave.
It's Marto's Thought on Sport. Thanks to KO. Sport lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand.
Right.
New to KO? Start your 14-day free trial now.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Marto, hath no fear. I'm feeling better today. I was a little bit, I guess you could say, rubbed the wrong way yesterday. I was a bit annoyed. I just had one of those mornings, you know, when nothing just went your way.
I was with you for a fair while.
It was a bit crap. And then I was running late for appointments. And then my day just kept getting pushed back. And anyway, it ended up being a bit of a cluster. And I thought to myself, while I was sitting at my nail technician getting my nails done.
When was that?
I got my nails done yesterday.
Again?
Midday. Well, I go every 3 or 4 weeks. You've got to get them. They grow out and then you've got to get... Anyway, I was sitting there and I saw this stand and she had crystals on it and she sells candles.
Oh, no, we're not having a
And she had
chat.
Saging sticks. Oh. And so I've already got all of the crystals. I bought myself a little bracelet here. It's
can
called,
I just touch that?
You can, no, you're not allowed to touch it. Have you got good energy?
No.
No, you're not allowed to touch it.
I've had a diet Red Bull.
Why I say that is because last night I saged my crystals and I saged my space and what it's supposed to do.
I don't understand. You might have to explain.
Is saging different from charging your crystals in the full moon?
So charging your crystals is putting them out in the full moon and then you set new intentions for the month.
You got that, Marto?
For your crystals, right? Because they all have meanings and purpose.
I'm out of my depth here.
Burning sage is also known as smudging. It's an ancient spiritual ritual. Smudging has been well established as a Native American cultural or tribal practice, although it is practiced by all groups. And I am part of that group because last night I got my sage stick out and I smudged and I cleansed and I just got rid of all the negativity in the space that was happening. I was a part of a road rage incident yesterday on the roads. Yeah. There was rage at the swimming pool because people were cutting off people in the lanes. It was just all this negativity around me, and I just couldn't see past it.
Around you? You called some guy an F-wit.
He was an F-wit. The fog of negativity around me was thick, and I couldn't get out the other side.
But if
and
you
so
believe,
I,
you believe it works. It
I
works.
Believe it worked. I feel better today. I feel much lighter. We've talked about fruit this morning, and the overratedness of it. It helps, Marta. It's light and it's easy, and it's.
Can I check this? Like it does sound very calming. It sounds like you should have gone to a wellness centre. Somehow you're in a suburban house in Brisbane with four kids. How do you? Where do you?
This
do
is
this
a stage.
Meditation?
This is what a sage stick looks like.
Just looks like a discarded durry.
What is it? It does look like a big durry.
Marta, if you keep bringing this negativity, we're going to have to sage in here.
Yes, you're being negative. Stop bringing the mood down. It's all about positivity. Yeah. And if you're having a bad day today and it all just seems a little bit too hard like it did for me, there's hope.
Sage.
There's hope. Get your smudging stick out and just clear the energy because it's all going to be okay in the end.
Okay.
Might give it a go, Marta. What do you think?
I'm not giving that a go.
Stick to rum.
I'd rather call people.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
I thought I got all of my whinging out earlier in the show when I talked about what a crap day I had yesterday. Hmm. And that's okay because I just want to highlight something that I experienced in which led to the crapness of my day.
You put crap after crap after crap yesterday.
It's crap.
That's tough.
Just a write-off. You know, just one of those days where just nothing worked in my favour and nothing went right. And one of those things was I had to go up to Carindale to do a few errands, Westfield there, and I was running late.
What about the roadworks there on Old Cleveland Road?
Oh, nightmare. I reckon I got every red light. I reckon I got every slow person. Like, it just wasn't a good trip to get there to start. You know when you're running late and it feels like time goes really slowly because you're in a hurry to get somewhere and then nothing works. And then I got into the car park and the parking gods had ascended on me and went, oh, here you go, Margo. Here's a park. We understand.
They descend on you because they come from above.
Ascend, whatever. I was descending into that car spot. And as I saw it, I went, yes, there's a car spot. And I pulled up. Motorbike. Tricked me.
Gotcha.
The motorbike was parked at the back of the car space, taking up, you know, very much room. Perfectly good car park
don't be scared.
A car.
Do you know motorcyclists don't listen to the radio, do they?
Not.
They're concentrating. So if you want to launch
I'm about to give them a whack.
I can't cop it. When they take up a full car park, a car park, what's it called?
Not once.
What's it called?
But twice, Marto. I go around to the next lane to keep continuing to try and find a car park. Oh, found another one. Oh, no. Motorbike in another spot. And I just thought, if those two motorbikes parked in the one car park together because there's enough space for the two of them, I could have parked in the other one and then I wouldn't have been as late because then I had to do another lap of the car park to try and get another car park.
Okay. You are well within your rights here because it's called what's it called? What's it called?
Park. For cars.
Where do motorbikes park?
In the motorbike parking spot. Mm. You know those little two white lines that are really narrow where a motorbike would fit perfectly?
That's right.
Park there. Mm.
They're just lazy.
Two car parks I could have pulled up into, but no, I had to drive around for another 10 minutes and then ring my appointment and say, I'm really sorry, I'm running late, but there's no car parks and there's two motorbikes parked in perfectly normal car parks.
Can I just check?
Was it a bad car park etiquette?
A medical appointment? Did you have heart problems and you needed to get the doctor immediately?
No, I was getting my hair washed and blow dried. But that's not the point. Okay. It's important. I had a crap day. I needed to just relax for half an hour.
Because you'd had your nails done. So therefore,
that was after.
You bastard motorbike.
Marta, are you getting distracted?
I get one day in the month where I dedicate hair and nails. And that was yesterday. And I needed it because the morning was rubbish. 133353. Annoyances in the car park.
What about people who can't hit in the lines? Can we just sort this out right here and now? If you touch the line, it's a football thing, okay?
Yeah, it's
in
out.
Footy, if your tire's on the line, it's out, like football. It's not like tennis or I'm in. No, you're not. You're out.
No, but if your toe's on the line when you serve, foot fault. You're out. That's it. park in between the lines. Don't park too far over one side or on the line, or even those people that park in between those two lines on an angle. No, no, no. It's not diagonal parking. Otherwise, the lines would be diagonal. It's straight parking. Mm. There should be even amount of room on both sides so people can open their doors.
Okay. Margot's fired up. She just threw a pen.
We've had a few on the burner phone. Moose from the Rebels, Killer from the Comancheros, and Steve-O from Lone Wolves. They all said they'll meet you after the show.
In the car park?
In the car park. In the motorbike. Anyway, I think you may have upset motorbike riders.
0484 10104.
I didn't think
that's
they were listening.
Our burner phone. Feel free to keep
listening.
Texting there to the bikies. Greg from Beenleigh, though, has called through 133353. Greg, what annoys you in the car park?
Well, you just had those three motorcycle gangs off in the Ulysses, so we're a gang.
Oh, you are too. You're good bunch, Ulysses boy.
You guys drive Harleys, yeah?
Why can't... No, I've got more taste than that.
Oh.
Hey, why can't I park my motorbike in a parking bay?
I mean, you can, Greg. There's nothing against it.
Absolutely.
It's not illegal, but it just was annoying because I was in a hurry.
Where else, where else do you park a motorbike? Corey's got a bike.
In a motorbike park spot?
You go into shopping centres. There's no motorcycle parking base.
Isn't there?
I don't think you're looking hard enough.
Very rarely.
They're way over in the northwest corner.
Yeah.
Good on you, Greg.
No, Greg, I understand, and I know that it's totally okay and legal and all of those things for motorbikes to park in the car park.
They pay registration.
I get all of that. It just was really frustrating in that very moment. Not one, but two spots.
Ash, is this about people putting their car... Or is this simply about motorbikes, Ash?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was just wanted to let Margo know that if I wasn't riding a motorbike, I'd be in a car and I would have taken that car spot anyway.
Yeah, and I would have been okay with that because it's a car.
Outstanding point, Ashley. Outstanding point.
Look, I'm not trying to shame the motorcyclists of the world. I'm just saying, in my day, in that very moment, I just was like, oh, you know when it tricks you and you pull up?
Yeah, you thought you saw
I saw a spare car park. I pulled up and it wasn't there and I was like, oh, and I moved on.
Okay, well, you've triggered something else here. This is on the burner phone. Pete, I love your work, Pete. Single cars that park in the double parks for boats at boat ramps.
Yeah.
Or what? Lots of space. What do you think it is? Or at the Chindra servo when they park in where the semi-trailer drivers have a sleep, cars park there.
Mm.
Gee, there's some rude.
Maddie from North Lakes, good morning.
Good morning, Margot.
We're talking about car park annoyances. I've started something with the motorcyclists. They're not happy with me, but I'm not having a go at them. I just was annoyed in that moment that I thought I found a park and then I didn't. What annoys you in the car park?
Oh, my bugbear is when you see someone walk to their car, they jump in, you patiently wait, you indicate, and then it's like they're sitting in their car making a cup of tea. They don't hurry up and put their seatbelt
checking
on,
Facebook.
They don't put their reverse lights on, and then other cars get frustrated with you because you're blocking the lane. And I'm like, dude, they're not moving. Hurry up.
Do you toot them, Maddie? Do you give them a couple of toots?
Oh, look, I might give them a couple of facial expressions and a finger, but my windows are tinted.
Maddie, you know what
Maddie's too nice.
You know when they walk to their car and they just put something in it and they turn around and go, oh, no, I'm not leaving.
That's all right.
I mean, it's fair enough.
It's just annoying, though, because then you sit there and wait and then they go, oh, no, I'm not leaving. You're like, oh, God. And
keep so annoyed.
Going.
Hey, Maddie,
I just got caught in a bad day yesterday.
Since Maddie's the only one who answered the question we were actually looking for, I'm going to give her a super wash voucher from Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe. Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe open 7 days a week with 10 sites throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Before we go, Margot, do you want to say something nice about motorbikes?
I love motorbikes. My children ride motorbikes. My husband rides a motorbike.
There's
I don't have a thing against motorbikes.
At the art gallery
you
right
just
now.
Just caught me in a bad on bad timing, bad day, bad.
Park
it was
properly.
Crap. Whatever.
Triple M's Big Breakfast
weekday mornings from 5:30.
Margot, I'm no expert in this area, and I don't like to lecture, but good diet, especially in the morning, is very important to everyone. So
you eat a lot of food in the morning here in the studio.
Yep.
You have fruit. You always have big chunks of watermelon cut up. This morning you've got a bowl here with, is that mango, pineapple, blueberries, passion fruit.
All right.
Then you'll eat like a leftover steak sandwich or you'll heat up some beef stroganoff or
I like eating
pasta.
I eat a lot. But have I ever turned up like a lot of blokes who have just hopped back into the ute right now, have ever turned up with two iced coffees and a sausage roll?
Never.
No. That's
you
right.
always eat good food and you're fueling your body with healthy, nutritious stuff.
All right. Well, not
you normally have a banana. Where's a banana this morning?
All right. That's what I want to talk about. Like, see those? I want to talk about overrated fruits. Like, you try to do the right thing and you try to eat fruit and you go to your fruit store or you go to Coles or you ask your missus to bloody pick up some fruit for you.
there's some very overrated fruits. And as I look at my little assortment today, here's one of the bastards. What do you call them? They're blueberries.
Overrated.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Have you had an overrated button? I didn't know
He found one. Look at him go.
Let's go through it. Overrated. Look what else is in here. This is just in what I've got. Passion fruit.
Oh, I love overrated.
This is like pomegranate. You get inside there and there's a lot of air. If you put that much air in your skip bin, you're wasting money, just like passion you're wasting fruit. Money passion fruit.
People
this is
put that
sticky
on,
seeds.
They put that on top of their yogurt or they put it on their pavlova.
Oh, look,
my kids take them to school and just eat them out of the little shell. And
waste
just...
of time.
No, they're delicious.
Waste of time. Bananas. Bananas.
Bananas?
Hopeless. Oh, mate. Oh, that'll last a day and a half.
Potassium, vitamin B.
I want fruit that's got a bit more to it than a day and a half in it. Then it goes brown and it turns other fruit brown. Come on.
Overrated.
Apples. There's 74,000 types of apples.
Are you a red or a green?
I'm a red. All right. Granny Smith will give you a stomach ache. Next thing you'll be pooing everywhere.
Overrated.
Thank you, Dave. 70. There's so many types of apples. Oh, can you get me a few apples? No one ever. Like, oh.
Where?
And the stickers. You eat one of those. You put that. Anyway. Grapefruit.
Overrated.
Thank you. What is grapefruit?
What is grapefruit?
It's not a grape. It's not a fruit. It's just a pile. It's a big lemon that's of no use. Yes.
Honeydew.
Overrated.
Oh, that, you're see, right. I'm on,
rock
yes,
melon.
Oh.
Overrated.
Well, it's your...
It's my bed.
Are you two just going to name every fruit?
No. Leave room for everyone else.
Okay, what's not overrated? What do you consider to be worthy?
I'm happy with pineapple.
You do like pineapple. You do love watermelon, though, Marto.
There's a bit of gold circling. I love watermelon. But
watermelon, not.
Overrated.
A lot of people will say it is because it's just juice inside. It's just water disguising as
watermelon.
A fruit. All right, can we go through it? Actually, peaches.
Overrated.
You get tin peaches.
What's
with
the
custard?
Fur? On the, oh, I know no one will ring. I know no one will give us stuff. But if you want to out your overrated fruit, this is the place to do it.
White nectarines.
Oh, they are.
Overrated.
Yeah, that's it.
Never have our phones lit up so much to talk about fruit.
Oh, all right. Let's talk to someone.
Let's
Ben.
Get through them.
Ben from Ipswich, what fruit is it and why do you think it's overrated?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
What do you got?
Passion fruit. Who the hell wants these seeds?
Overrated.
Exactly. They all get clogged up. And the thing is, you can never predict what's in there. How many times is there more air than fruit in a passion fruit? Let's push on.
Spencer from the Gold Coast, what fruit and why is it overrated?
You talking to me?
Yeah, that's you, Spencer.
Spencer.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, pineapple.
Why?
Why is it overrated?
Well, it's not so much the pineapple. It all started with people putting it on burgers and on pizzas. I hate pineapple on a burger. It drives me crazy.
I think you're right. It'll burn your tongue too. It's wicked.
I love a good burger with the lot.
So the use of the fruit is overrated.
But also there's a lot of hard work in a pineapple. You need a sharp knife and then 3 minutes later. I like a fruit you can just pop in your mouth. Mm. A grape.
Ray from Jimboomba. Fruit, what is it and why is it overrated?
Morning, guys. I'll give you an overrated fruit. Okay. What about those lychees?
Yes. Overrated.
No, Ray.
By the time you peel the friggin' thing, then you get left with this little ooey shell thing. Then you got a seed to battle with as well.
Yeah, but lychees make lychee liqueur, and lychee liqueur makes a lychee martini, and they are bloody delicious.
Oh, Ray's made a great point. The size of the nut to the amount of fruit is disproportionate.
Like the mango.
Oh, don't get me started on bloody mangoes. Jason for Burpengary, which one is it?
I reckon star fruit.
Overrated.
Now, they're more of a decorative fruit, aren't you? Yeah, you see them sort of cut up in a fancy triangle-looking thing.
Fiji and Bali buffets. That's where you see star fruits and dragon fruits, for that matter.
They're like a filler fruit. Adrian from the Gold Coast, what is it?
Coconut.
Overrated.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm with you on that one.
All right, Adrian.
Get a chainsaw to open them.
Yeah, exactly. 1 minute you go, oh, look, a coconut's fallen on the ground. Let's eat it. But next thing you know, you've got to get a number of tools. You either got to get a drill, a machete, and you go, oh, 2 hours later, isn't this a beautiful coconut?
And then the coconut flesh gets stuck in between your teeth, and it's annoying. Wayne from Ormo, take us home. Overrated fruit. What is it?
What?
Raspberries.
Overrated.
Stop that. Take that back. And Wayne is never to ring again. That's
Wayne,
my favourite.
That is Marto's
favourite. What's wrong with raspberries?
There's, I think they're definitely overrated. Like strawberries got, you know, they got a bit of a sugary hit. And raspberries, I think they're more plain in flavour. I don't think they're as good as people make out to be.
I reckon raspberries and crumpets are like similar in the fact that you only have them for a day before they go mouldy, and you see those little mould spots and they start to turn white.
I think, Wayne, do you think that mould on? No, he hates raspberries. I forgot that. That mould's good for you. I think it's good mould.
Wayne, I'm with you. Raspberries suck.
No,
enjoy your breakfast,
Wayne,
everyone.
You're banned from ever ringing this show again with that raspberry comment.
Overrated.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Of course, the popularity of tennis and then that silly putt-putt game has caused Channel 10 to come out with a new game where they're using tennis balls to play golf. And Andy Lee's the host, and it's called The Cube. Hello, Andy.
Margo, how are you? It's hard to say you two.
Yes, I know.
Marto and Margo, my favourite show, by the way, across the whole country.
What is The Cube about? Your ads haven't given away enough for my liking.
Nah, fair call as well, Marto. It's the... Look, essentially a Perspex box 4x4 meter, where a series of skill games and memory games are set up, and you get your chance to win $250,000 if you make your way through them.
So no windmills, no giant windmills, no fire breathing dragons.
No, none of that. No stupid costumes. Actually, no backstories either for any of the contestants.
What?
Because I just thought, let's not worry about any of that. The money mean a lot to people, particularly in this climate. You don't even have to be fit. It's my type of game show. It's a giant skill tester. Unlike the ones in the supermarkets, ours isn't rigged. You've got yourself a chance. The thing is, people think the games are getting progressively harder. They're absolutely not. It just depends on your skill set. So some people might be good at catching and they breeze through games. But generally, every couple playing find themselves on a game that just doesn't match their skill set and they get stuck, and that's when the tension kind of rises.
Would you say a tradie who's used to on a Friday afternoon having two schooners going into the pokies room and he gets down on his luck, but is it a game for gamblers to have a go?
I thought we'd see more people gamble, Marto. Unlike the pokies, you've got a much better chance of winning on ours, I think, as well. But I think people say, like, I spoke to people in ad breaks, particularly earlier on, what's your money you want to get to? Often they'd say, we just want to beat the cube, we want to meet $250,000, all that kind of stuff. But as soon as it came down to it, they see a game. You get to see the game first and then go, okay, are you going to risk $20,000? You've been given $20,000. You're going to hand it back to me now for your chance to play this one for $50,000? And more people left than I thought would. I don't really gamble either. So but I do like backing. I like the people that back themselves. There's a certain amount of games that I'd go, if I felt like I could do it, I'd happily have a crack and try and remain composed.
Of course, we know you mostly as Hamish and Andy. He's gone off now in his solo career of Lego Masters, and you, of course, with the Cube. Is it going to be competitive in the sense of who gets a better rating in the TV ratings?
Oh, I hope not, because his Lego Masters rates very, very well.
All those nerds.
Set a high bar.
Absolutely. Oh, look, no, not at all. Hame has been the, and similar to me talking to him about Lego, he's been awesome during this the show and ringing up, seeing how it's going. Hopefully we're not up against each other at any point directly, but I don't think we're going to be. I think his show runs after mine.
I'm sure you get enough compliments just to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Your Uber Eats ad from last year's Aussie Open was so much better than the crap Sacha Baron, whatever his name is.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, whatever that one. Yours was so much better. And they weren't all that good, but they were better than his.
Everyone,
what a backhanded compliment.
I know.
So I make a better chair umpire than Sacha Baron Cohen. Correct. I'll take that. I'll take that, absolutely.
Right. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. Big names in your workplace. They're all over the place. The big names in your workplace.
Wednesday, Margo.
Oh,
of course.
I'd like to live another day.
Hold on. It's after 8:30. We've never put it after 8:30 on a Wednesday because we figured our late listeners can get a bit of a treat into their life, and they've probably been going, God, I wish I could ring them up about when the celebrity came into my workplace, which is what we're talking about.
2 weeks ago, Marto, you tried to get rid of this, saying that nobody cared anymore because somebody rung in and gave us some pretty pathetic excuses for celebrity spotting.
I put it on a warning notice. I said, listen, if this doesn't perform, we'll pull it. And then, yes, it
last
has gone. Well, now it's another test to put it at a different time. Like everyone at 8:30 going, this is not what they normally do on a Wednesday at this time.
They lifted their game, Marto. No, you are. asked and you shall receive. This is what we had last
week.
Well,
this one is huge.
I was working in the council when I was about 17 years old. I used to relieve at the town hall and with a curator there. And anyway, the Queen was visiting.
Oh,
the real curator, not me.
Asked me to squeeze a whole bag of oranges in case she got thirsty. But Nigel says to her, "Would you like some orange? Just something to eat?" She says, "Oh no, thanks." And I tell you what, I wanted to stab her in the eye.
Oh my God! So you know what we're looking for. If you're a nurse injecting the coronavirus vaccine, and Dame Edna Everidge came in yesterday and got it, give us a yell.
In character,
Nicole Kidman was topping up her. Yes, does Dame Edna just walk around with the tiara on?
Or maybe it was Scott Morrison. That would be more likely.
Or if you're in your Botox clinic and Nicole Kidman came and said, "Just get the forehead sorted out for me, will you? We want to hear from you." Wayne from Olmo's about to get us off the mark. What a start, Wayne. Hi, mate.
Hey, Marto, how are you?
This is spectacular from what I've been told. Let it loose. Where were you working? Which workplace were you in?
It was actually, at the time, it was Burger King, which is now Hungry Jack's.
Mm, know it well.
Like a little double bacon cheeseburger deluxe.
Onion rings.
Yeah, that was, I was 16, I'm 37 now, so some time ago. It was 2000, 2001.
Which outlet? 2000, 2001. Which outlet?
It's at Heatherbrae. It's north of Newcastle.
Okay, on the way, yeah, righto.
Up the way to the mid-north coast. So, I was there at the time. I used to work out the back part of the crew just making burgers, and one of the ladies working at the front window through the drive-thru said that Russell Crowe had come through.
In the drive-thru, Wayne?
Yeah, through the drive-thru. So I'd already made the burger, and obviously curious, only young, walked over, and yeah, here's Russell Crowe at the window, got a... which I actually made, a double whopper cheese with some onion rings.
Double whopper!
Very good memory, mate.
Really friendly. Yeah. Obviously, didn't really get a photo because phones weren't as big back then.
Yeah,
so,
of course not.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, was he fat Russ or was he fit Russ?
No, he was fit because that was, I'm pretty sure it was around the same time Gladiator came out.
Yeah, mate. Oh, wow.
Well, we asked him what he was doing up this way because we knew he lived in Sydney, but he had property up at Coffs Harbour there. And he was
Nana Glen, he's got a big place there.
Yeah, and Nana Glen, so he was heading up there. So, he was really good with all the... He's probably there for about 5 minutes talking to us and the manager. So.
Wayne, you engaged him through the window.
Yeah, because he'd been obviously serving. He went to pay and, I could help myself, went over and just start talking. Wow.
The burger was going cold.
That's great.
2000. 14 members.
I've just done a bit of a Google. Yeah. 2000, 2001, Russell Crowe did Gladiator.
He was at his peak.
Subsequently, Into a Beautiful Mind.
Yeah. As peak Russell Crowe.
Peak Russell Crowe.
Beautiful mind. He had a bit of a gut, didn't he? So this is the start
He'd
of it. He
come out of Gladiator being super fit and he needed to dad-bot it up.
At Burger King and fatten himself up.
John from Yeronga, where were you working?
Breakfast Creek Hotel.
Okay,
is this
local?
Russell Crowe again?
No, it wasn't Russell Crowe. You had lots of celebrities through there over the years.
Yeah, John, who did you see? Who was the best one, the biggest one, you reckon?
The big one was Mikhail Gorbachev.
Wow. The leader of the Soviet Union.
Correct.
How did you
correct.
Know it was him?
We had to shut half the pub to get the police through and the dog squad through to do
bomb sweep.
That's John, a word. Oh, that's feeling bad when Margot's great.
I know. Yes. I'm not normally good with the words, John.
Hey, John, where was he? In the Spanish Garden?
Yeah, it's fact. We had to shut the whole Spanish Garden for him.
Oh, my God. What did he have?
What was he doing there?
He had a large eye fillet. He had a bottle of Wolf Blass Black Label.
Wow.
Which is, we melted and is on the wall in the pub still, as is a signed plate from him.
Oh, my God. I've got to come and have a look at
John,
that.
John, rare, medium rare. Well done. How does he like his steak? Do you remember?
I don't know, Margot. It was 20 years ago.
Did he? Well,
he looks like a rare kind of guy, doesn't he?
The more important, can we go back to John just for a second? Sorry, I love the creek. John, the roast potato and salad, what did he have?
Yeah, he had the Idaho potato and the coleslaw.
Classic.
Traditional Creek meal.
And just quickly, gravy?
That's stretching the memory, Marto. That's a bit tough. I do remember how bad a coach you were about 30 years ago, though, Marto.
Okay, well, I don't know why John...
Now he doesn't want to talk to John anymore. Erica from Springwood.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where were you working?
At BWS.
What suburb in Brisbane?
Underwood, pretty close to Springwood there, yeah.
All right. Who have we... What happened?
Busy Christmas Eve, with the rush of everyone freaking out because we're closed for one day. And I'm like, hang on. I know this bloke that's just walked in. I was like, oh, I've got a little, hang on, is it not? David Fifita.
Oh.
Broncos player.
Okay, let's have a go. Let's play a game. What was he getting?
He's not a rum kind of guy.
No,
beer, maybe
beer.
Just beers?
Yeah, Great Northern.
No, negative.
What else? Maybe gin. Gin's popular.
Yeah.
No, negative no. again.
Okay.
Some brandy for like a pudding, like a Christmas pudding.
Oh, was it for his mum?
No. The least thing you would probably expect them to get.
Breezes.
Close. Vodka cruises.
Oh, vodka cruises.
What
was
flight?
It guava?
What flavour?
Yes, guava was one and two watermelons.
Oh, the hard man of league. They're coarse.
Did he just buy three? One watermelon and two guavas?
Yeah, three whole cartons.
Oh, cartons.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. Thank you so much, Erica.
Really good thought about it. Like, he took a photo with me and I said, oh, my son would never believe me if I saw you today. So he wrote a note for my son and everything and signed it and gave it, you know. So then I framed it and gave it to my son. And, oh, he loved it.
Did
but he was a good sort,
did
yeah.
Did he specifically say, do never tell anyone that I drink vodka cruises, especially
no,
the guava
No, he did not
bit.
Say one
okay,
word about
fair
that.
Fair enough. What a three celebrity
I know,
line.
There
how
was
good.
One carton for Christmas, one carton for New Year's and one carton for his luggage in Bali.
What about that night he went missing and turned up at the wrong year? Was there one carton that night?
I think we've got to give Wayne a prize. That was such a... They were all good callers. Erica, thank you so much. But I think, Wayne, we've got to give you, let's say, $100 C&L Tools voucher, C&L Tools Banyo, where you want to buy tools, not talk to one, clcltoolcentre.com.au. The Russell Crowe story. Russell Crowe at Hungry Jack's. How about that?
Beautiful.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
Triple M.